The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Would you like to see a cull of Ireland's grey squirrels? Well, members of the public are being asked for their views on the future of the grey as a way of managing the invasive species across the region. The cull will be focused around Dublin and Wicklow. I'm joined now by Dr. Emma Sheehy, who's leading the study. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
You've done this. You have done a cull, or you've been part of a cull in Aberdeen in Scotland. Is that right?
That's right, yes. I led the urban eradication of grey squirrels from Aberdeen City from 2020 to the end of 2024. So, yeah, it is something that I do have experience in.
How do you do it? How do you catch them?
Well, so in an urban environment, your options are more limited than they would be in a rural landscape, where shooting would be an option. So obviously that's not possible in the city. So you would be looking at trapping, and traps that are specially modified to use in urban environments and that are, you know, very specific to squirrels or to tree climbing mammals and won't impact other species.
And then what happens after you catch them?
So essentially what happened in Aberdeen is that the grey squirrels that were trapped would then be dispatched on site as quickly and humanely as possible. And that is following international best practice guidelines.
OK, so we have an awful lot of messages, Emma, coming in on this, and I'll give you a flavour of some of them. Loads of red squirrels in Fermanagh, thanks to a healthy pine marten population that have eradicated the greys. Another telling us about red squirrels in Longford around Centre Parks, red squirrels in West Waterford, red squirrel living in our garden in Carrick and Shannon. So there are a lot of them around. Is this just a problem in Dublin and Wicklow?
Yeah, so what we're seeing across most of the rest of the country is a recovery of red squirrels, which is a consequence of pine marten recovery. So as pine martens have recovered, they have reversed the kind of typical outcome of competition between red and grey squirrels. And across much of the landscape in Ireland, not all of it, but much of it, we've seen red squirrels now with the competitive advantage and grey squirrels essentially having disappeared from a lot of the rural landscape. The issue is that pine martens do not reach the kind of numbers that that would be needed to suppress grey squirrels in urban environments. So what we're left with really at the moment is these big populations in Dublin and Wicklow and in the north of Ireland in Belfast, these big urban populations of grey squirrels that aren't being impacted by pine martens. And if anything were to change and to give grey squirrels an advantage again or to disadvantage pine martens, these big urban populations would very quickly spread out and repopulate the country again. So we're kind of in a position now where we've got this great sort of good news conservation story about pine martens and red squirrels, which is fantastic. But, you know, they still are under threat from these big urban populations of grey squirrels.
So the pine marten solution just won't work in the very populated areas of Dublin and Wicklow. And the just to talk about the grey squirrel for a minute, I know it only arrived here in 1911, so it's relatively new species to this island. What sort of harm does it do?
So the one that we all know about really is the impact that they have on red squirrels. So they brought with them a disease called squirrel pox virus, which is a horrific disease. Grey squirrels have an immunity to this and red squirrels don't. And it's absolutely devastating, a horrific disease for red squirrels to experience. And when that's present in the population, that, you know, red squirrels get replaced much more quickly. If squirrel pox isn't at play, grey squirrels still outcompete red squirrels for space and for food. So grey squirrels are actually, they were brought over from the UK, but they were actually brought to the UK by Victorians from the east coast of North America. In the east coast of North America, in their native range, there's plenty of other squirrel species, and grey squirrels had become really good competitors. So they're bigger, they're bolder, they're really good at using food resources. For example, they can eat tree seeds like acorns and beechnuts, etc., that have really high tannin levels when they're unripe, and red squirrels can't digest them. So by the time the food is digestible to red squirrels, grey squirrels have already eaten it, and that's what gives them such a competitive advantage.
And they've another habit as well, Emma, that people aren't mad about, and that is bark stripping of the trees.
Exactly. So this is when we're looking at the wider impact that they have on the environment is bark stripping, which can be really, really devastating to trees. It can make them very unhealthy. And a kind of at a bigger scale, you know, in commercial forestry in particular, it can, you know, bring down large crops of trees, you know, when they've already become kind of had a number of years invested in them, and then they're just devastating. And that in turn influences the kind of trees that people are willing to plant. So you're looking at people planting trees, non-native trees or trees that aren't necessarily great for biodiversity, but they're safe from, you know, the risk of grey squirrels bark stripping them. So at a landscape scale, you have, you know, this bigger impact on what trees are being planted and then the impact that that has on biodiversity. But I guess that's it's not as well known as the impact on red squirrels.
So now you want to know what people think about this potential plan to do a cull of the grey squirrel.
Yeah, so the feasibility study is looking at, like, do we have a technical approach that will work? And we do, because we know what worked in Aberdeen. Do we have the resources required? What would it cost? What are the skills and capacity that would be needed? What are our legal requirements? Remembering that we actually are obliged to do something about grey squirrels. They're a listed species by the EU. They're a species of EU concern. And actually, we do have to do something. So this is looking at, well, what can we do? What would it cost? What are the environmental implications? And part of that is, what is the public support for such an initiative? So we want as many people as possible to take part in the survey. We want to be sure when we get the results of the public survey in that they really are representing how people feel. So whether you're for it, whether you're against it, whether you think you need more information before you make up your mind, anything of the above, you know, let us know in the survey, and that will help us then make the decision eventually on whether something like this is going to be possible or not.
And how do people let you know what they think?
So if they go, the Biodiversity Ireland are hosting the survey. So if they go to www.biodiversityireland.ie Grey Squirrel Feasibility Study, and they can click on the link there. The survey takes about 5 minutes, and there's also lots of information and, you know, frequently asked questions on the website as well for
given
people to have
the response, Emma, that we've had today. I think you'll have a lot of people telling you hopefully what they think about a potential grey squirrel cull. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme. That's Dr. Emma Sheehy, and keep your messages coming in.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.